Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What? Listen, Lizzo played a flute, and that's why we need not just a Black Power Hour. We need a double Black Power Hour for Happy Hour.
Yes, we do.
We need Ellie Mistal and Frangela reacting to Herschel Walker having a fried chicken stand. We're not making this up. It's this week's What the Hell, Herschel.
And it's a doozy.
Yeah. And this consisted, our part of it consisted of, Frangela, what do you think of this?
They were actually stunned into silence for a moment. There was a moment.
Yeah.
I hope you subscribe and get the video of this. Because
it's the only time in radio dead air has been wildly entertaining.
You can see the moment when he starts talking about his fried chicken where they put their head in their hands.
Yes.
And bow their heads in shame.
As did America.
Yeah, yes. All of America.
Yes. And then we needed the Ellie Mistal righteous indignation this week, right? It was a shaky week for justice.
Because he is convinced that they got the goods on Trump.
Yeah.
He is convinced that Letitia James has got the goods on Trump and she's going to put him in jail.
I believe, to quote him, he wants that orange motherfucker's ass in prison.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
He paraphrased.
I don't think he said motherfucker on
a
regular
show,
but I just did because we want that orange motherfucker in prison.
Yeah. It's happy hour. You can do that.
Yeah. Oh, I almost said Christmas. Okay, by Christmas is fine. Whatever.
We'll take it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sooner than later.
All right. Drink up. Happy, happy hour.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ellie, congratulations on the awesomeness of your book.
Hi, Steph. It's been too long. How are you?
I know. I'm okay. You have more important news. You tweeted in some personal news. The 9-year-old is now the 10-year-old. Yoda voice. Begun the Splatoon Wars have. You're such a nerd.
This is a great weekend hitting the double digits. Just to show you how keyed in my kid is. So we got him his allowance for the first time. He got his first bank account, right? We were kind of getting him to be financially literate, and he comes up later in the day. He's like, you know what? As much as I love the gift, what I really love is that you think I'm responsible enough to handle it. And I was like, whoa. You're going places, kid. You
I love your kid stories. This one from Twitter. Bon Jovi comes on in the car. I turn up the sound. 9-year-old. I think that would hurt. Me. What? 9-year-old. To be thrown on a bed of roses. There are thorns. Me. It's a meta. Wife. Right. Your dad threw me in a rose bush. I'd beat him up. 9-year-old. How does sleeping on nails help? I feel people are focusing on the child's liberalism instead of my wife's betrayal. I think that's really like a vignette of your life that is just...
Like my wife will not allow me to make this kid a Bon Jovi fan. And so, like, as soon as he gave just the slightest little bit of, like, maybe this John Bon Jovi guy is not all he's crapped up to be, my wife was, like, on it.
So, Ellie, talk to... obviously, this is the J6 week. You tweeted all vectors of accountability are important, including this one. Going after his money in New York State is a big deal. It's just hard to keep the financial crimes or a thing face on when this dude is committing espionage and getting Trump judges to bail him out. What are you hoping for, looking forward to, you know, this Wednesday? We're obviously hearing from Raskin and Schiff and Lofgren and others as to what's going to happen.
Yes. So, you know, Steph, I'm a regular person too, right? And like when I'm in my regular person mode, when I'm just like watching the television, when I'm spending time, you know, listening to news in the car with my family, like all I want is for him to go to jail.
Thank you.
I don't care how, I don't care who has to do it, I don't care what the circumstances are. I just need his orange lying behind bars. Like, that's what I want.
Can I take a moment to say, we were talking about how you were supposed to do New York Sexy Liberal and then the entire life got canceled for COVID that year. But okay. But anyway, yeah, you write that. And I literally rock star cheered reading it. You just said, I want this man behind bars for the crimes he's committed, the atrocities done in his name. I want him in prison. I want his 2024 campaign ads to be done during his hour of yard time each day. It's all well and good to be get Al Capone for tax evasion, so long as tax evasion puts Capone in jail. With Trump, mere fines, even really big ones, do not feel like justice. I am with you. I am with
you. Did you see the movie? Speaking of Capone, did you ever see the movie The Untouchables?
Yeah.
Right, with Robert De Niro. And so, like, he has that bit where it's like, I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want, like, that. That's kind of where I am personally, right?
Yes.
But then I have to try to, like, put on the legal analyst hat and, like, I'm allowed to have personal feelings, okay? I just am. But then I kind of put the personal feelings aside and, like, put on the legal analyst hat. And then we understand that we need to do this in the appropriate way. And that's where I'm saying you got to come at this guy from all vectors.
Yeah.
And the things that people are doing, some people at least, are completely appropriate. The Tish James lawsuit, completely appropriate. The January 6th committee has been completely on point to this point. And I expect this week to be even more even more interesting, right? Like, there are law enforcement officials who are doing what needs to be done. It's just, and I don't want to make it as it's not as simple as this, but it's just like, it's the women who are doing it. It's like the guys who are letting us down, right? Like, when it comes to like actual prosecution and actual jail time, it's not up to Tish James. It's up to Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who seems to be afraid of Donald Trump. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the nicest way I can put it, this, right?
We did seem to wake him from his nap. Tish James woke him from his nap, though, right? He was like, huh? What? Oh, no, I'm working.
I'm okay. I'm totally doing something. No, he's not. He's not. He should have been with Tish James when she is laying out civil charges. Yeah. He should have been laying out criminal charges at the same time. But he's trying to get away. He's trying to avoid taking on the big bear, right?
Yeah.
We don't need just Zoe Lofgren and Liz Cheney on the January 6th committee who are doing great. We need Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
We don't need, basically at this point, Cassidy Hutchinson to have the biggest cojones in Washington, D.C. We need Merrick Garland to back her up at some point. So at some point, you got the people with the power to put this man in jail have to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
The people with the power to charge him civilly, to explain the nature of his many, 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 many crimes, they seem to be on the wall and doing the job.
Yeah. But speaking of which, Cassidy Hutchinson, so get your take on this latest. Text messages obtained by CNN show Mark Meadows in late 2020 was in direct contact with a pro-Trump operative who was plotting to seize voting machines from key swing states. Specifically, he was receiving texts from Phil Waldron, a conspiracy theorist who was a top advocate for having Trump seize voting machines. Okay. So skipping down, he and his allies filed to get Arizona to hand over its voting machines, described Arizona as our lead domino to start the cascade of other states handing over voting machines. This plan was thwarted when a judge dismissed the lawsuit in a ruling that Meadows described as pathetic in a message to Waldron. So anyway, the basic report, Ellie, is talking about how this, they started in the courts and state legislatures, and then this became a surreptitious, illegal effort to try to do this. How does Mark Meadows not end up under the jail for everything we've learned so far?
Yeah, the TLDR of that story, Steph, is that Mark Meadows is in some trouble.
Right.
Like, Mark Meadows is in some serious trouble. And from where I sit, the only way he doesn't end up under the jail, as you put it, is if he tells the truth and tells the people who ordered him to do these things. Because Mark Meadows is very close to that situation where, like, one of y'all is going down. Either Mark Meadows, you are the mastermind behind the coup and the plot to overthrow the election. Either because everything ended up on your desk and you signed off on all of it. Either it's all you, Mark Meadows, or everything ended up on your desk because you're a boss and there's only one person who can be your boss, Mark Meadows, because your boss told you to do it.
Yeah.
So which one is it, Mark?
Yeah.
I would hope that the reason why he hasn't been charged yet is because the DOJ still thinks that he is either cooperating enough or can be made to cooperate more. I would hope there is some flippage going on there at the DOJ, and that's why he's not literally out on bail right now. So that is the hope. But like again, Steph, at the end of the day, I mean, I come on your show so often and we talk about we always get to the same guy, right?
Yeah.
It always ends up on Merrick Garland's desk. And it's either is he doing the things he needs to do to eventually bring him to justice on these January 6th conspiracy to obstruct Congress charges? Like, is that happening or not? And we still don't have enough information to make a call. Although I will say this. As opposed to, let's say, 6 months ago, I'm more feeling like we don't have enough information to make the call, as opposed to Merrick Garland needs to be, like, needs some smelling salts in his oat bran, right? I do think that the summer run of the January 6th committee woke Merrick Garland up and got him to understand that the people were not just going to sit quietly and let him pull an Alvin Bragg and shove this under the rug.
Yeah.
So I do think that Cassidy Hutchinson really seems to have lit the fire throughout the entire DOJ.
Well, and now Tish James put another, right, because that's DOJ, the SDNY is, I mean, just the hot potato.
Damian Williams, Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney for the SDNY, first African-American to ever hold that spot. But Damian Williams, law clerk to Merrick Garland. So we'll see.
Well, I just love in your piece you described it. What James uncovered was shocking and darkly hilarious. I mean, even for those of us that know what a giant crook Trump has been all his life, it really is. I mean, because it's just, how is any normal person can understand this is fraud, right? This is cheating.
Yeah, explaining it to my now 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I had him in stitches just talking about how stupid these crimes were. I mean, how are you going to have a 10,000-foot apartment and call it 30,000 square feet? Like, that's so obviously... And remember, Steph, their arguments, not just the Trumpian arguments, but like the Trump arguments, Alan Dershowitz, like those people, their literal arguments right now is it's okay to lie to banks because banks know you're lying when you talk to them.
Right.
Like that's not true.
Yes. No. It's everything we teach our kids not to be. Everything Donald Trump has ever said just about.
Like when I go to get my house refinanced, I can't say it's actually three times as big as it is. I can't do that.
Right.
I would go to jail. So the idea that like you can just lie to a bank to induce the bank to give you money is such a ridiculous argument. But that's where we are in this country.
Yeah. Well, you know, normally you're here to light a fire under our ass and, you know, make us just psychotically angry about what, because that's also, this is almost happy clappy for you. You said there are more of us than there are of them. And if the good people would just stand up together, we can defeat these cultists. So that's what I try to do. Inspire the good people, not convince the bad people. It hits different because my focus is different. Thank you. If you look at these Trump rallies, you go, yes, it's scary, but it's also pathetic. Look how few people are there. There are more of us. That's the important part.
I've been trying to get people to understand that in the context of the Ron DeSantis kidnapping scheme.
Yes.
There is such a push, I believe, in corporate media, and I mean your major publications and news outlets to do what the Republicans want, and to turn this kidnapping story into some kind of larger expose on the immigration problems in the United States. And it's not that. Like, if there's a time and a place where you want to talk about immigration reform, we can talk about it. We can talk about why red states will not let us have a national immigration reform response. We can talk about that if you want to. But this story is not about the immigration crisis or immigration reform. This story is about the governor of Florida kidnapping 48 people and sending them to Martha's Vineyard for a political stunt. That's what this story is. And the inability of corporate media to focus in on that is infuriating to me.
Yeah.
And the idea that we are roughly split half and half between people who think kidnapping is okay and people who don't is, again, ludicrous to me. We're not half and half.
Yeah.
There are 35% of the country that are cultists and are willing to use and weaponize brown children for political stunts. Those people are diabolical and bad and in the minority.
Yeah.
And we can stop these people if we would just focus for 5 minutes on the actual crimes that are being committed.
I think it's another political gift before the midterms, Ellie. You know, that tells you exactly how Republicans govern. It's the cruelty. They don't govern. They do stunts for Fox News. And how the people in Martha's Vineyard receive them shows you how we govern. And how we care for people.
In California. California has more immigrants per capita than any other state in the union. Are y'all sending, weaponizing people, kidnapping them, and sending them to Chicago?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Is Ron DeSantis kidnapping Ukrainian refugees just at the moment and sending them to Martha's Vineyard? No, he's not. So, like, we know what he's doing and why. And again, if people could just focus for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, we would realize that there are more of us than there are of them, and that we have to lock hands and band together to stop them.
And call out the media, as you do so brilliantly. You retweeted the New York Times saying, the American public's views of Donald Trump have remained remarkably stable in recent months. And you said, poll shows cultist view of cult leader remain unmoved by evidence of cult leader's cult activities. Thank you. That should be the headline, right?
Like, I do not care what Trump people at a diner think about Donald Trump.
Right.
They've already proven to me who they are. They've already showed me what they're about. It's no longer a question of can we convince the 35, 36, 37% of people who are all in with this cultist MAGA king. It's not about convincing them. It's about convincing the rest of us that doing something, doing at this point the bare minimum to show up and vote against him and his party is worth it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not really concerned about the 39% of people who are going to vote for Donald Trump and the Republicans. I'm concerned about the, at this point, 40% of Americans who are eligible to vote but won't bother.
Yeah.
Won't bother in November. Like, those are the people who need to understand what's going on and that they can do something about it. And all it takes, hopefully, depending on the state that they live in and the color of their skin, all it takes is between 5 minutes and 18 hours on election day to do something to stop these people.
Yes. One more, you calling out the media. Politico headline, House GOP cuts loose candidate who misled about military service. You said the Politico headline can't use the word lie, even though they're reporting on a lie, and the word lie is literally in the deck, and the author writing it says lie is in the second paragraph. Is here the idea that German Rupert Murdoch only reads the headlines? I mean, guy lied about his military service, right?
It's not hard to say.
Yeah.
Like, when you lie, you can just report that they lied. Like, again, the idea here, and we see this, I think, right now, most obviously with CNN and the new direction that they're going in, the kind of CNN, we're Fox, but not as hardcore. Like, that's their new James Earl Jones voice, right? Like, they want.
Yeah.
CNN, we're almost the truth. Like, I don't know where.
It's fantastic.
But you can see where they're going, right? And the reason why they're going in that direction is that they've decided that what's missing in this country is not truth and accuracy. It's that 50-year-olds who don't understand how to cut the cord and still watch cable news
right.
just need a little bit more Fox in their life.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, what Travis and I were saying, we just finished Malcolm Nance's book. And that's the other thing you have to keep in mind. All of this anti-government stuff, they're fine with government that supports their white supremacy. They're fine when Donald Trump, when the right wing is in charge of the government. They're against government when Democrats are in charge. So that's why these midterms are so critical. And also, the fact that you showed up today when you say, this is the first day it feels like fall, it makes me sad because I know a lot of people like fall. I hate it because everything's dying. Also, I have to be on the lookout for white people squirting pumpkin juice into my favorite things. And so we apologize to you for that. Thank you for showing up, despite all the pumpkin.
I accept your apology on behalf of all.
I have a no pumpkin spice rule in my house, so
look,
I'm with you.
It's Rosh Hashanah. I'd be remiss if I was anywhere near a microphone today without saying Rosh Hashanah Tova. To all who observe, and the reason why I thought of it was because you brought up Malcolm Nance's book, and one of the things that I read it too, I did an interview with him, and one of the things that I felt, it reminded me of, like, you know, the people who left Germany, like, I don't want to be on the last train to leave America, right? Like, because, like, that's cutting it too close. It's like, you ever go out late and then you're trying to get home? You never want to be on the last train because you might miss the last train. You want to go for the second to last train because then you have a buffer. And that's, after reading Malcolm's book, like, that's what I was thinking. Like, when does the second to last train to Montreal leave? Because that's what I want to be on, because when you read Malcolm's book and it's like, these people are coming.
Yeah.
And they have a plan.
Yep. And as you say on Twitter, I got to get some sleep since I have to wake up in the morning and fight with everybody. That's your job. That's what's saving us from those trains. Love you, Ellie Mistal. See you next time. Go get his book.
Thanks, Ellie.
What's the book?
Retort.
Allow me to retort.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sexy liberal helpers, are you going to start a fund to replace the roof on the Harris Theater that you blew off Saturday night at Chicago Sexy Liberal?
We started a GoFundMe page for the Harris Theater. It's going to work out. It's going to work out.
You can't blame us alone for that. Y'all did all that damage,
y'all
too.
Y'all did that work, too.
Okay. Travis and I are tired. It's been a long week. Mommy traveled back from Chicago. We're just gonna play this, and then we're just gonna hand it off to you.
By the way, I apologize in advance for this.
Okay. Well, it's not just any edition of What the Hell, Herschel, from Senator Head Injury Herschel Walker.
Don't say senator. He is not a senator yet, and he will never be.
Wow. Okay. This would be him talking about his fried chicken booth. Okay.
And I didn't need a business. I was doing well. But what was strange about it, I would go to a food show. I would go to a food show and I'd set my booth up like a street vendor. Oh. I would fry chicken, display the chicken, write orders. People would come by and have me taking pictures. I'm standing on my head. I'm just smiling and stuff. And they'll make an order with me and they'll cancel that order. Oh. They went and canceled that order. So for almost 5 years, people treated me like a dog. Oh.
Okay. Okay, this is the thing. Before you're going to take me back that far in time, I would appreciate some kind of lubricant, because That's not fair to do to people.
No, it's not. Not fair to do to me. Not fair to do to my mind.
It's not fair to do time.
To do my spirit.
It's an offense. Offense to time itself.
Today's my anniversary.
It is her anniversary.
It's my anniversary. Why you do this to me today?
Oh, Francis, you ain't allowed to get married.
I didn't know Herschel Walker was forced to have a fried chicken booth. I didn't know till he just said. So I
have to tell you, this new campaign strategy of the beaten down slave is a very weird choice.
Yes.
I find it uncomfortable.
Yes.
And it is somehow like I look around for pods or for some indication that I've been transported back to the antebellum South. It is very, 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 very upsetting and frustrating.
Yes.
Well, Francis,
I didn't know that slavery was a brand. I really
it's a brand
didn't.
Now.
It's a brand.
I mean, I can't even call him step and fetch it because they stepped. They could stand up. This man is groveling on the ground. He has taken a stereotype and made it a life plan.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Just okay. I don't.
And you know, and what's awful about it is. They picked out of the patch of
How'd
people.
They find them? How'd they find
They them? Picked a person that they really feel as though you can't come after that. You know
who
saying?
He is? Francis, he's Big Sam from Gone with the Wind, who goes back to Tara.
Yes.
That's who he is. He's Big Sam. That's why they like him.
All of this in the same week when a black lady played a flute. And apparently white people just losing their collective shizzle over the... playing the slaver's flute.
And she played it well.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, Lizzo playing.
I was like, blow all that black spit in there. Blow every bitch you got in there. All up on it. Put your lips on it, girl.
I want you to know.
Around it. Spit on it.
That's right.
Spit on it.
Are they going to have to do it?
That's what I was saying.
Show DNA people test? How to really play.
Are they going to have to do a DNA test on all that black spit?
That's right.
They're going to find out she's 100% that bitch. That's what they're going to find out. They're going to mess around and find out. You know what I'm saying?
Charles tweeted, "The Magic Flute is an opera by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart about a crystal instrument with power to make fragile white people lose their entirely." I didn't know that.
Yes.
You want to really get Garrett Moore started? Ask him about Mozart being black. Let me tell you something. He will not stop.
He won't stop for years.
So, okay. I don't recall them saying anything when Taylor Swift played. Whose piano was it? Franklin? Benjamin Franklin? Yeah. I don't know what the difference could be, Frangela. Do you know what the difference could be?
She white, Stephanie. She
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay.
White people are masters of whatever they touch. You see, they can pick up something, study it intensely for years and years, and then be mediocre at it, and it's amazing. But black people... That's a whole, I mean, when you think about what it takes to get from your chicken booth, the Herschel Walker chicken booth, to the magic flute, that is a long journey.
And here's what, hear me say this. There's nothing wrong with him having had a chicken booth.
Absolutely not.
There's nothing wrong. I love chicken. People
who
like doesn't? Fried
we all love
chicken.
Chicken.
Oh, is Hooters just frequented by black people? I don't think so.
Yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings, you know what
Thank
I'm saying?
Thank you.
But here's the thing. It's like, you know, what they choose to give him to draw out about his life. This man has been a competent sportsman for a huge amount of his time. But what are we talking about? What are we
Look,
talking about?
His chicken shack. Look, my friend told me that if you find old interviews of him when he was playing football, before what we all know was probably some very tragic injuries, mm-hmm. he did not sound like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, there is definitely, I believe, a medical issue here and also a time period problem.
Yes.
There's some sort of front chordal time, and it is abusive, but I also don't want to rob him of agency. Yeah. He gets up every day and does it.
He does awesome.
Like, he absolutely is out there tap dancing, and he knows he is.
Yeah. Also, can we just say that Lizzo is a fantastic musician and really played the... out of that flute and had so much joy doing it. And here's the thing. I think I don't see how this helps them in the midterms, these stupid woke issues that they think anybody cares about that affects one person's life.
But what's woke about Lizzo playing a flute? There's nothing.
Yeah. The right lost their shizzle.
That's
opponent.
Racist. It's racist what they did. Yeah. There's nothing woke about that. That's racist.
Right.
No, she's just a musician playing an instrument, which is like her job.
Oh,
like,
she's a black woman touching a prized icon of white supremacy. Let's say the truth. And they didn't like it. And they're upset about it.
Also, it's the twerking. I was saying there's something. And Frangela, help me. Let's go back to previous black ladies moving their hips controversies. Is it Beyonce? Was that a Beyonce? Was that a satanic something?
They said
the Super Bowl something.
All of hips. Ain't nothing but Satan in them hips.
Nothing but hips. Nothing but Satan.
Ain't nothing but she, and I'm here for it.
But Shakira's hips apparently can lie. But
they are in tax trouble, though. Yeah. They are in tax trouble. But other than that, they don't lie unless it's maybe allegedly to taxes. But that's neither here nor there.
Republicans are okay with
actually
that.
Charging rich people with these taxes. I don't know what world I live in.
No, but there is the wait. Was it Ben? What's his douche? The Shapiro talking about her twerking. Well, I'm like, what is it about black women moving their bodies?
I'll tell you what it is, Stephanie.
That's what I mean.
It haunts Ben Shapiro's dreams. That's what it is.
Because
it's the only thing that could bring him happiness. All he wants is to bury his face in those black hips, just all up like they are fudgical, just delicious. That's all Ben Shapiro
wants. He wants them humps. He wants those humps.
Don't forget that moment where
he's saying... just mad because they sent him to dry up Hurricane Ian because he could... dry any woman over.
Yeah.
No, but black women don't get to have agency over their bodies. And because of white ownership,
right?
We don't get to define our sexuality. We don't get to be, we're supposed to be ashamed of our sexuality at the same time.
Right.
Well, remember when I think it was Charlie Kirk read the lyrics to WAP.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
When he sang
Black ladies were to remain completely stationary, would that be okay then with the right
wing?
No,
you hold some white babies. If you got arms, you should be holding white babies. Okay. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, this is the group that made black women cover their hair at a certain point in time.
Yeah.
Because it was too alluring for white men.
Yeah.
That was a law on the books in the South.
Yeah.
Do it by just firing.
Ben Shapiro wants to get his face up in that fudgesicle.
Oh, that's all he dreams about. You can tell.
Okay.
Look at him.
Okay.
He got the fever hard.
Hard.
Okay. It can't be cured. It can't be cured.
Ben's got jungle fever.
He's got it bad. I mean, that's how you can tell. You know, like when you can tell the more homophobic somebody is, the more clearly closeted they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it's the same thing.
I think he was offended though by WAP because it's apparently just even isn't according to him, every woman he's been with is a dry, barren wasteland where no man's seed can find purchase.
You slept with him?
Well, no, I just
no.
What
nobody
I've heard.
Sleeps with him. I mean, no. They sleep, but they
sleep,
don't.
Yeah, not
stay awake.
Sure. Yeah.
Like spending a night in the Sahara.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure that the white racist brotherhood assigns somebody to him once in a while.
Okay. Let's just,
I feel that's the only way he's going to get a date.
I feel we're all winded from this first segment. Let's think about what we've done.
So let me tell you something about Herschel. Somebody needs to tie a rope around him and drag him to this century. I don't know who, but that needs to happen.
And give him a pine cone to look at.
It's something to occupy.
You're softer than a pine cone. We talked about that last week.
That's true. The pine cone might, he could hurt himself on the pine cone.
Yeah.
Like a cat toy.
How about a sponge?
A sponge!
As long as it's too big for him to get in his mouth. It's got to be too big for him because he could swallow it.
All right. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.